Baruch Hashem, it's this time of year, Shana Yom Kippur. And by the Tzaddikim, and by us as well, we hope that these days should be the sweetest days of the year. The dvash, the honey, what it represents. It should be a time which a person feels so uplifted, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is squeezing out of him that closeness, that dvikus, that dirshu Hashem, behimatzo, kurukari, sarukari. Should help us to utilize these days to make real aliyahs and to be mispaldel, very strong, and to feel his karvus of the kin. I want to thank, of course, Ari and his Rebbetzin for hosting and putting together on late notice. Yasha Kayach, Hashem should bench you with brachas in this home, with nachas from your children, and gashmias and ruchnias, v'manu kol mishav sabach l'tayva. Fascinating medrash in Bereishis Rabba. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of Adam. And as such, it plays its way, makes its way into the whole Seder Hayoim. Rosh Hashanah, the medrash says, Amar Ab Simain, Bisha'a Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Livra Yisra Adam Rishon, when Hashem wanted to create Adam. Na'asem alachi asharis, kitim, kitim, chaburis, chaburis. That the malachim, that they came together in different groups, different sections. Mehem oimim al yivra, mehem oimim yivra. Some said to create Adam, and some objected and said not to create Adam. And the Medrash goes on to say, Amar, ad malachi asharis medayin emelu emelu, as the malachim were debating with each other, what should be, and this asking Edu and Edu, and they were dealing with each other. Vroa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Amen Lahem, and Hashem said to them, Ma atem edayin? What are you arguing about? Kvar nasa Adam, man is already made. The Pella. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he introduced the Parsha B'yos HaAdam to the Malachim, he put it out on the table. And it created a very hot debate amongst the malachim, should or should not. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu turned around and he said, look, there he is. Adam is already made. Of course, this needs explanation why Dafta the Seder, the Bia of Adam, was that way. I'm going to be spending a lot of time over the next couple of weeks, few weeks, saying the Mizmor of Shir HaMalos Mimamakim. Out of 150 Zmiros, this is the Zemer which the Arizal chose that we should insert in the davening every single day of Yishachar's. So of course, it begs the question, why Dafka this Zemer of Shehamalos Mimamakim is the one chosen? Furthermore, there are many Ramazim when it comes to Elul, to the Shofar. And one of the Ramazim, as appears by the Shofar, is the Resh Tevois from the Pasuk which we say, Az Yimalei Schoik Pinu Shani Nirina. That the Rosh Tevis, if you could see it in your head, Sechayk Pinu Ulshanei Nirina, is Shofar. It's very puzzling because what does the Shofar have to do with Sechayk Nirina? This is what the Shofar represents. I never thought of Rosh Hashanah that way. And furthermore, the Gemara says that there is no Hallel. Yom Kippur, why not? Gemara says that it's a day that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim. It's a day that the books of Chaim and the books of Meisim are open. And Gemara says, Efsher Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Suchim, is it possible that the books of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim are open? And Bnei Yisrael should sing Hallel? So the reason why there's no Hallel in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is because the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim Psuchim, how could we expect Klal Yisrael to sing Shira under such circumstance? But Be'emes, it's a Yontif, it should be B'chayiv Hallel, that's why the Gemara says so. Okay, now I say, stick with me. There's a Klal that the Zayar Kaddish tells us. that every rachis, everything which is a rachis, comes with a klipa. Comes with a challenge. It doesn't belong to us yet, until we find a way to be misakin it. As we see, that every rachis from the beginning of time was a very big disappointment. Adam HaRishon was the first creation, and he failed. And he had a son named Cain, who was the oldest, and killed his brother. And then there was an Avram, who gave birth to a Yishmael, and then to a Yitzhak. Yishmael also was a disappointment. And Yitzhak had an Esav, and then he had a Yaakov. V'yetzi HaRishon Admoini. That the Rishon is Admoini. That the Rishon belongs to Esav. And as you see from the theme of all Rishis, Rishis represents something which has tremendous potential. But as Chazal explained it, that the relationship between Yaakov and Esav is one of the klipa koidim lepri. If you want to get to the fruit, you have to break the klipa first, you have to break the shell. And that's what Esav represents. And as such, the mitzvah is, when it comes to a rachis, which is a bachor, whether it's an adam, or it's a korban, whether it's truma, whether it grows in the field, or goes to the levi, it has to be brought to a higher source. If it's bikurim, it has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. We can't expect ourselves, on our own, with our own kaiches, to unravel the potential of rachis. And as such, the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Rishis Hashanah, is a day with tremendous potential, but is wrapped up in a klipa kasha ma'ay. This is the secret of what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tikkur B'Chodesh Shofar, Bakesav Yom Chageinu. The Gemara learns many a thing from this drasha of Bakesav Yom Chageinu. We could explain Bakesav Yom Chageinu means that the MS Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Chageinu. It's a day which is worthy of celebration. It's a hidden yantiv. But there's a kesed, there's a kisur, there's a covering, there's a concealment on the Yom Chageinu. And that klipa is the klipa kasha, as we explained, which belongs to all rachis. Which is why Bakesav Yom Chageinu is Gematria Malik. Because there's a presence of Amalek on this day of Rosh Hashanah which doesn't allow the Nekudas Hayantif to truly reveal itself. If you take a look at the Torah in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole debate in the Ga'inim, the Rishonim, whether or not we should even mention the concept of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. According to some deities in the Rishonim, we should say on Rosh Hashanah, like we say on all Yantifs, V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, Esbirkas Mayadecha, L'chaim, L'shalom, Simcha, L'sasan. We don't pass in that way. We don't mention in Rosh Hashanah any reference to Simcha whatsoever. But this machlekes between the Rishonim, and it really helps us clarify the mahus of the day of Rosh Hashanah, because we come into Rosh Hashanah a little bit uncomfortable. On the one hand, we feel that it's a yantif, and we should celebrate, we have sudas, we sing by them. The davening, hopefully, is very levedic, it's very much filled with Simcha, but on the other hand, it's the Yom HaDin. It's days of awe, it's days of fear, Yom HaNaran. And so I think I speak on behalf of everyone when I say that we feel pulled in different directions when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. It's very confusing. And on some level, this hopefully clarifies before we go weiter the dynamics of the day in that in the Pnimiyus Hayom is very different than the Chitzonius Hayom. The way that it represents itself on the Chitzonius is one of a Klipa Kasha, which is where the Din lies. But in the Pnimiyus Hayom, that's where the Yantav is, where the Simcha is. When it comes to Purim, we find an amazing concept in Chiddush from the Gemara, which we're going to borrow Mitzvah Hashem to explain the Yesod when it comes to Hashem. The Gemara asks a similar question in Megillah as it does in Rosh Hashanah. Where is the Halal in Rosh Hashanah? Where is the Halal in Purim? The Gemara answers that we can't say Halal on Purim. One of the answers given is because Akati Avdi the Achashverosh Anon. We're still slaves to Achashverosh. As such, the Gemara comes up with almost what's like a pshara, and the Gemara says, "Kriasa zuhilula." That the reading of the Megillah is in itself the halal on Torah. The Futner explains that the reason why that is because the Nes of Purim was one which was a Nes Gulei, but it was really wrapped up in the Teva. There was nothing extraordinary which took place by Purim. It wasn't Nisim Galore like it was by Yetzias Mitzrayim, or by Kriyas Yam Sof, or by Matan Torah. But in a hidden way, there were Nisim Nistarim, where it's clear to anybody who reads the Megillah, although it wasn't obvious to those who lived at the time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the world in a marvelous yet mysterious fashion. Explains of Huntner, this is the aside of Kriyas Zuhilula, that the reading of the Megillah is the halal itself. We can't sing an open halal unless there are open miracles. But because the Nisim and the Nistarim were present by Purim, it allows us to give a Nistar Dika halal. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when we understand the day of Rosh Hashanah, similar to the aside which we find by Purim, that on Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of Reishis, which is a day because on that day, Adam HaRishon was Chayte, and he sent the world into the Tahaim. The Chitzonius of the day is one, which is marred, which is broken, which is a Klipa Kasha. And on that we say, Ech Nashira Shir Hashem Alad Masneicher. How can we sing the Shir of Hashem Alad Masneicher in foreign territory? Not a place where you can sing Shira, as the Gemara says. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. How could we sing Shira? But Rabbi Yisrael, not Emek Hayoyim, in the depths of the day, where the Nekudas HaChag lies, in that place called Yoyim Chageinu, we should very much sing a Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There should certainly be a Shira Lasha. In the same fashion that we find Kriyasa Zuhilula, that the reading of the Megillah is itself the halal. So what is Taka, the hidden halal on Rosh Hashanah?
Shofar.
What's the makor for that? We say it every day in Avne. Halleluhu b'teka shofar. Halleluhu b'teka shofar, which means that the teka shofar, the tkiyas shofar, is a halal. Hallelujah b'tzitzulei sura. We sing hallel when we give tzitzulei sura. But that's not a revealed hallel. Because efshar shebnei Yisrael oimim shira sefechayim sefemesim suchim. Rabbi said this is really the test of Rosh Hashanah. We speak a lot about this on the Friday Chabur we have at Ish Kodesh. We've been taught to see Rosh Hashanah our whole lives. As ketanim, as young children. That what the Rosh Hashanah is a day of how good were you this year? How good was your davening? How good was your learning? How good were you to your family? How many chassadim? How much tzedakah did you give? V'chuleh v'chuleh. And we come into Rosh Hashanah saying, oh my gosh, I'm so not ready for Rosh Hashanah. And we come in with the pachad of the day, halavai shouldn't be Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Yisai, if we're holding in that place, every year when Rosh Hashanah comes around, let us know that we're holding in the klipa and the chitzonius of Rosh Hashanah. Such a shprach speaks to ketanim. That's what we're taught that as ketanim. But to a person who is searching and appreciates what's called moichin the godless, deeper understandings, going to the depths of Rosh Hashanah, he's going to find the sweetest, most delicious day of the entire year. Because really what Rosh Hashanah is a day where we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon ourselves. What could be sweeter than saying, Nasa v'neshma, here we are. Want to dedicate ourselves to you again, to do tshuva, to come close to you. We should sing a halal, because halal is not a day which pertains to me. Take a look at the machzer. How many times do you find anything in the machzer that it relates to you? The only one is in the Sana Tantif, that's it. The Sfarim don't even say it. Everybody gets all excited about the Nisana Taikef, the Chazan hopefully cries and will shed a tear, right? There's a whole It's a whole Seder which has to go on in a Sanatayka. As if, like, if an Asanatayka happens for us, then it was a good davening. And if not, so it wasn't so gishmak. What about the rest of the Machzer? What about Ubuchain Tain Pachtucha? V'yeda kol pol ki ato fi alto v'yavin kol yitzur ki atal yitzat v'yerma kol asher neshama b'yapa Hashem elukai Yisrael melech. There's an entire machzer of Hashem melech, Hashem melech, Hashem melech adon boeg. Let the machzer be our guide on Rosh Hashanah to know what the day is all about. And if a person allows himself to be led by the machzer, and he doesn't think so much on Rosh Hashanah about what's going to be my parnasa this year, what's going to be my children this year, he's going to find a completely different experience in Hashem. He's going to find a completely different shofar experience. He's going to understand the simcha and the excitement and the shtekigus that the tzaddikim have as it pertains to these days of Rosh Hashanah, that already from Rosh Chodesh Elul, from the first sound of the shofar, I can't wait to be mamach HaKadosh Baruch on Rosh Hashanah and to go through the whole seder of Aseres Mitzvah. The Gemara tells us, as we take this one step weiter, that the day of Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah is overshadowed by Rosh Hashanah. We learn that out from Bakesel Yom Chageinu. We don't mention anything about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, nor do we bench Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos before. And the reason why that is, Rabbi Isai, is because on Rosh Chodesh benching, we say, and we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that He should remember us for Chaim Shal Shalom, Chaim Shal Taiva, Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Parnasa, Chaim Shal Chibutz Atzamai, Svechule Vechule. There's many, many different types of Chaim, many different forms of life. But on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us that the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are Psuchim. And when it says Sifrei Chaim in the plural, it's referring to all these types of Chaim, like we mentioned before. There's many of them. There's at least 10. But in Rosh Hashanah, we're not looking for just Stam, one of the books of Chaim or the Sifrei Chaim to be written in. There's a book which is called the Sefer HaChaim, which is the book of life itself, from where everything, all the different types of life come from. You could find Chaim Shal Shalom there, Chaim Shal Bracha, Chaim Shal Taiva, Chaim Shal Parnasa, Chaim Shal Yerushalayim. Everything is in that book called the Sefer HaChaim. And that's why we say on Rosh Hashanah, and we'll say the entire Seder Mitzvah, Zachrinu L'Chaim, Melech Chafetz L'Chaim, V'chasveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. Don't just write me in any book of life. You have to write me in the book which is called the Sefer HaChaim. This one and only book of life. And that's the book of life of which the Pasuk says, V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayoyim. That those who are davik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're just not living stam a life of chayim. It's chayim kulchem. Chayim kulchem means all the different forms of chayim you can experience if you're a Jew who is V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is living a life called L'mancha Elokim Chayim, living a life for you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the sound of the shofar comes from that place. The person who's connected just stam to chitzonis type of a chayim, which is called sifrei chayim, the books of life. Of that, the Gemara says, "Efsher sifrei chayim, sifrei meisim psuchim, and bnei Yisrael oimim halal." You could sing a halal there. You can't sing a halal if just stam the sifrei chayim are open. However, if a person is connected to the shoyrish chayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is called ki'imcha bekor chayim, then you could sing a halal in the shiur on Rosh Hashanah. That's why Mekor Chaim is Gematria Sefer HaChaim. Because the book of life is the book of which it says the Mekor Chaim, that a person is connected to the root of all life. Of course, this is what's called the Eitz HaChaim, which the Torah tells us about in the very first Rosh Hashanah. It's not easy to get to the Eitz HaChaim. It's called the Lahat HaCherv HaMisapeches on the Derech to the Eitz HaChaim, which is all different types of distractions in the world, which can veer a person from the path of aspiring to hold on to the Eitz HaChaim. When we get back to our questions and we talk about the Medrash that the Malachim were Kitim, Kitim, Chaburis, Chaburis, and Hashem said, should we create Adam? Should we not? And there was a whole Machlekes, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu turned around and he said, what are you arguing about? There he is. Kvar Nasa Adam. Adam was already made. The whole Diyun of the Malachim comes from a place of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim Sochim. Is it Kedai or is it not Kedai? Like the Gemara says, Noyach Lela Adam Shenever and Noyach Lela Adam Shalainever. Is it better that he's created or not created? But as Tosfos says over there, the whole machlekes, whether it's Kedai or not be created, is only by Stam a Mensch. But by a Tzadik Gomer, everybody would agree it's Kedai for him to be created. But what it means, Tzadik Gomer, is that a person is connected to the Shayrish Chaim. Tzadik B'munasav Yichya. Such a person, of course, it's Kedai. And because the Malachim couldn't be Masig, the type of Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, they had a machlekes about it, whether it's Kedai that there should be an Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give the reins of the world into such a person's hands. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around and he said, no, this is the Adam. What he was showing them is, not like you thought, an Adam who's going to have Stam Achayim. No. A Chayim like this. A Chayim which is connected to my life. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, like the Torah says about Adam HaRishon, that type of a life. And you all know that the Baal HaTanya and other tzaddikim tell us, really from the Zohar Kaddish, that the whole inyan of the shofar, which means that the taikiyah takes a breath through his nose and he breathes out, and he breathes into the shofar, this is the secret of vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. It goes back to the very first breath of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam HaRishon, like the Gemara says, man denafach midilei nafach, that a person who blows like that, he blows from his kishka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled into Adam HaRishon, he connected him with his life, which is the Makar HaChayim. And when we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, it's a shofar which comes from a place of life, of the Makar HaChayim. And it warrants a halal. And the shofar is the halal. Like we find Az Yashir, Moshe ben Yisrael, Rashi says, Az Yashir is a tinyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Every single Jew experiences a Tchiyas HaMeisim when it comes to the Shofar, because whatever life that he's living out of on Rosh Hashanah, when he hears the Shofar, if he's open to it, and he commits himself on Rosh Hashanah to living a life of searching for the Eitz HaChaim in his life, not to be distracted by the other forms of Chaim out there, he can experience a Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then the Shofar is his Shir. Hallelujah b'seika shofar. And that's in fact Marumas in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Efsher sifrei chaim sifrei meisim psuchim u'bnei Yisrael yoyim u'shira." That the word efsher is from the word shofar. There's a tmiya efsher b'nei Yisrael yoyim u'shira, and there's efsher b'nei Yisrael yoyim u'shira. Yes, it's efsher. With the shofar, it's efsher. But that comes from the deepest place of the day. Mm-hmm. Going back to our remez of the Rosh Tevis, Oz Yimaleis Chayk Pino Shemin Arina, this is the remez of the Shofar. Doesn't the Gemara say that the Shofar is Yulula Yulala Gnuche Ganach? It's crying. And in the primus of the day, it's a Chayk Pino Shemin Arina. Where is a person standing on Rosh Hashanah? As we're about to take our first step into Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah Hashem, 48 hours from now, whatever it is, Abalino the Taiva, a person's going to ask himself, he's going to have to deal with this question, where do I stand on this day? Do I stand in the Kesa, or do I stand in the Yom Chagena? Am I in this day because I'm worried about what my life is going to be this year? Or is it irrelevant? And as the tzaddikim say, that if a person only concerns himself in Rosh Hashanah with the malchus of Hashem, then everything is taken care of for him. If a person can find within himself to give a shira and a halat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, and he says to the king, the only thing which matters to me is your life. You think a person's going to walk away disappointed? Whatever he could have thought and asked on Rosh Hashanah, the king will provide for him a thousandfold. If a person could go into Rosh Hashanah with Azab, Bitochen, and Amun HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Tzadik, B'munasi Yechiyah, that he doesn't want to ask for himself because I'm connected to the Makar HaChayim. What does it matter about this little life of mine? When on Rosh Hashanah you're being done on cosmic things like Tikkun HaOlam and Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Shofar HaGadol L'Chiruseinu, I'm going to come with requests on Rosh Hashanah that I should make $10,000, $20,000 more dollars this year. And this is the Shir HaMalas Mimamakim. We begin saying that on Rosh Hashanah because there's two dimensions on Rosh Hashanah. There's the Kesen, there's the Yom Chageinu. There's a dimension of the Shayfah, which is the Bechiyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then there's the dimension of what's called the Shir HaMalas Mimamakim. The Shira, which emerges from what's called the Mamakim of the day, from the depths of the day, from the Ayin Mekayayim. That's what the Derech Remez, Shir HaMala is Mimamakim, is the Matria, Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Shira. That the Shira of Rosh Hashanah is the Shofar itself, which comes from the Mamakim. And if a person allows himself to be open to these ideas, I can almost guarantee you that Rosh Hashanah will be a totally different experience. He doesn't even have to change his machzor. He just has to use the machzor he's been using and actually, again, let the machzor be our guide. And not to be thinking during Shemoneh Esrei, oh, I wish it said something about Shalom Bayis in here. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah knew exactly what we needed to say on this day. And the person should be so happy when he understands what the secret of the Shofar is, what the Zohar calls the Ruz of the Shofar. And the Zohar says that on the pasuk of Ashri Ha'am Yoydei Surah. If a person is really a Yoydei Surah, he would be an Ashri Adam. He would be so happy and looking forward so much to the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. It's a shir from the Mamakam Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata neshama as we approach Rosh Hashanah to do so from a place of Meichin the Godless, to be ready to be open to a life of depth, of Makor Chayim, of being connected to that place, of Atam Adikim, Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kulchem Hayam, and each and every one of us here, in our families, in the whole community, in Gan's Klai Yisrael, B'chol Makom Shehem, we should be inscribed not just in the Sifrei Chayim, because Baruch Shabim Chayim on us, that which it says, Zachinu L'chayim, Melechaf Yisbachayim, V'chasveinu B'sefer HaChayim, L'man Chalakim Chayim, Shabizeichet, to the Shefer Godot, Zachir Yisrinu, B'biach, Shech Tzikainu, Amen. Amen.